All right, Shalawam, I'm back. The name of the doctor is Dr. Robert Duncan. That's his name. Going into the book, How to Tame a Demon, which he go into the technology of what Esau can do, targeting people with direct energy weapons, causing them to hear voices, and basically silent assassination. They also have a weapon called EDM, which means electronic dissolution of memory, so they can basically cause the person to cause their memory to erase or block it. And they also have a weapon called SATAN, which stands for silent assassination through amplified neurons. I think that's how it go, or adaptive neurons, silent assassination through adaptive neurons, which is acronym for SATAN, which is a torture weapon and assassination weapon. These are the weapons that we're reading about in this article by Romola D from everydayconcern.net. So that's a resource, and you can go to her website. She have a bunch of information going into this technology. She speak on the vaccine and how it has neural nanotech in it, nanotechnology, which is used to alter the person's DNA. She go into a lot of information in regards to it. A lot of people that are taking that jab, their bodies are being transformed into basically a biological robot is sequencing the person's DNA to be integrated in the Internet of Things, or what's known as the body of things. So now that they can track you, monitor you, alter your thoughts, have you seeing things or hearing things. What's that? They're basically preparing people to their alternative reality. AI, artificial intelligence, with this whole metaverse, with what's his name, Mark Zuckerberg, virtual reality. They want to, basically create a false reality, man, like the Matrix. They make these movies, man, and they tell you, man, in the movies what they want to do. So they want to create a false world, man. Artificial, that's fake, man. Fake intelligence. A supercomputer that's omnipresent, which is a part of the all-seeing eye, tracking you, following the person wherever they go. And they want to be God. That lines up with the scriptures where it talks about how their knowledge have perverted them. Their knowledge and wisdom have perverted them. And they say in their heart, I am. So these people, they think they're God, man. They think they're God where they could take the Most High's creation through his only begotten son, Yahweh Shai, and the angels who created life, created human beings. And these Edomites, they feel that they could subvert that, man. They feel that they're above what the Lord created, and they want to change everything about it. That's why the scriptures tell us that the Lord is going to cut Esau's time short for the elect's sake, because if not, no flesh will be saved. Because they want to control and enslave the minds of everybody on the planet, man. You being hit with direct energy weapons. And they can read your brain waves. They can harvest your memories. They can actually send you fake dreams. They can send a person dreams that are not his or hers. So you dreaming, you got these bugged out dreams, and they don't seem real. They seem synthetic. They could be sending them. Let's see. Let's continue where we were at. So yeah, the technology again was EEG readers, which is reading a person's brainwave signatures, so they can pick up on a person's emotions. Remote electromuscular shock incapacitation, so they can shock the person's muscular system. They can person's chest or their arms, bicep, hands, fingers, toes, legs, whatever, nose, ears, eyes, all of that could be shocked, cause different pain sensations, can incapacitate somebody, cause a person to feel drowsy, or they can't even get out of their bed because they're constantly being hit with those weapons. Remote microwave weapons, remotely hitting people with what they call non-lethal weapons. Remote voice-to-skull weapons causing a person to hear voices. Remote neural monitoring technology where they can read the person's or monitor their thoughts. Remote neural monitoring. So whenever a person is thinking, they know. You've heard of like those community harassers. People have changed their daily schedule. Instead of going to like the grocery store first, they end up going to the gym where those people, they're there because they read the person's thought, or thoughts, because the person was saying in their minds, well, I'm not going to go to the store first, I'm gonna go to the gym. And then those people are there because they have the remote neural monitoring technologies. It says an EMF brainwave monitoring, so they can read the person's brainwave signature, and that's how they're able to target people, tracking and harvesting technologies. So they could track the person, monitor or track the person. They know where the person is at, and then they can harvesting the technologies. They could take your memories, man. You have short-term and long-term memories. They can actually clone those. That's the harvesting, because what they want to do is they want to clone the person's consciousness. So by them constantly monitoring the person's thought process or their brainwave signature, they're constantly tracking what the person is thinking, and even going back into their memories. Because people, they'll reminisce on certain things that happen in their life, and they can actually extract all of that. So it's harvesting technologies because they want to get all of that, the person's consciousness, the whole thought process, map the brain out, and they want to be able to put that on a chip, and they want to be able to upload it in the cloud. So they can upload a person's brain. You see how wicked and evil and sinister this is? It says researchers suggest that brain waves of citizens are being tracked for experimental NSA, DoD, neuroscience, artificial intelligence, cybernetics, supercomputing purposes via a program termed MassInt. So that's where you get your doctors like Dr. James Giordano that'll go into this neuroscience and artificial intelligence. They let you know exactly what they have the capabilities of doing, man. And they speak proud about it, boldly. And it's horrific, man. Your thoughts is supposed to be your thoughts. Nobody have the right to pry into your mind and take, what the Lord gave you. It says the military measurement and acquisition of signature intelligence, meaning the seeking and measurement of signature electromagnetic frequencies associated with the specific brains and bodies of specific individuals by aircraft and satellite, as well as ground-based means. It says every human being apparently gives off unique electromagnetic frequencies. So everybody have their own electromagnetic frequency. Some the philosophies will say an aura, but everybody emits a brainwave frequency. Your body emits it. The food, you know, or the everything that you know, like the water, vegetables, everything emits a frequency. You know, it says, which then offer a means of identifying humans, a unique brain print, like a fingerprint. In addition, so your electromagnetic frequency is your brain print, a fingerprint. So with the technology, they can find it, they can locate it, and that's how they're able to target people. It says, in addition, since all thought, mood, emotion has now been determined by neuroscience to be associated with specific EMFs. These EMFs in the range of very low radio frequencies, which are continuously animated, emanated by individuals and are termed by the military RINT, which is radio intelligence, can be tracked and picked up by a sensitive radio antennas, especially in particular by cryogenic radar antennas carried on electric warfare support airplanes. So these airplanes that they have a technology, you know, these radars, they'll fly over, they can track the person, they can pick up on their brainwave signature. So it's not just them being able to locate people through radar, you know, they can actually locate the person, man, locate their thoughts. Somebody's walking down the street, they can hit that person with energy, and they can find out where the person's going. They have the technology to scan it. It says mass int involves the remote tracking, surveillance, and extraction of brain waves, typifying thought forms. So they can extract your brain waves and your thought forms, emotional states, analytic mind states, and others. Although this may sound like science fiction, the technology exists globally, please see the list of references, information on MassNet. Although clouded in jargon, may be found even on Wikipedia, which regrettably a controlled media, the military justification of this from their documents is combat preparedness or knowing the mind of the enemy. So this technology is used for combat preparedness. So they consider it as a way to prepare for battle by knowing people's thoughts and being able to subvert them remotely and knowing the mind of the enemy. So anybody that speaks out against the New World Order and the the police state, a person is speaking on social injustices are considered the enemy. So they want to know the mind of the enemy. It says in the casting of the American civilian as the enemy. So now enemies are in the United States and they're treated as such. It says at the physically experimental and measurable level of the tracked and irradiated American victim, the radiation neural weapons produce rapid radio frequency pulses and oscillations, high energy microwave pulses, and low extra low frequency radiations, and are directed at human nerves across the entire human nervous system, human organs, including the heart and the brain, human joints, including the knee, ankles, and the elbows, human muscles, limbs, bones, organs of the senses, including eyes and ears. So they can target all of these different body parts. They can attack across your entire nervous system, because your nervous system, it controls the sensations of your human of your body, of the person's body. So they can attack the heart, the brain, the joints, the knees, ankles, elbows, human muscles, limbs, bones, organs of the senses, including eyes. People get that burning sensation in their eyes or their ears hurt, like something is piercing inside their ears. Human glands and human reproductive organs, the uterus, ovaries, breasts, testes, and others, which is going into electronic rape, because you've heard women who had said that they were attacked, you know, sexually with the technology. It says the effect produces precisely that produced by non-ionizing radiation, and similar to that produced by ionizing or radioactive radiation, as well as other effects specific to direct energy application variously. So these are all the things that it can cause, the different side effects. Immediate and extreme nerve and bone pain. So people might have that real bad nerve pain that you get, like where your leg and it hit and it's like near your backside. I forgot that shit hurts, man. It feels, you get one of those kind of pains, you can't even walk. I had that, man. They had to give me crutches. I forgot the name of that. But y'all know that pain, man, where it's like where your backside is, and then that pain that hits you all the way down to your kneecap. Sciatica nerve. That sciatica nerve pain, boy, that shit hurts. But they can cause extreme nerve and bone pain, nausea, sleep deprivation, brain smog. So person's memory, you know, or, it, you know, nausea where you feel nauseated, you feel like you want to throw up, sleep deprivation, you can't sleep, brain smog with a person, they feel like, you know, their thoughts are real foggy, migraines, migraine headaches, heart attacks, strokes, cancers. So this technology can cause cancers, all kind of different cancers through being irradiated, fatigue, overnight arthritis, joint pain, broken bones. It could break bones, man. People have complained about their body parts shorter or longer, you know, parts of their body is deformed, debilitation, miscarriages. So they can cause a woman to miscarry where she loses her child, infertility where she can't have children, involuntary orgasms, which is going into what I was saying, the technology that they can have, man, where they can actually attack a person sexually. So they could, with the technology, they can have they can cause a woman to have involuntary orgasms. So she's having orgasms remotely. And, you know, it's electronic rape, man. This is in others. In addition, all remote neural electromuscular monitoring produces involuntary contractions and movements of human nerves, muscles, and limbs. In other words, this is remote biological access manipulation and assault on the human body and brain. This is citizens who are targeted. Now, this is important because you'll get people out there that say, oh, these people are terrorists, and if they didn't cause a problem, then they wouldn't, these people wouldn't attack the person. Now, this is the point I want to bring up. So citizens who are targeted, who are often peace, justice, environmental activists, bloggers, writers, researchers, and journalists with an online presence. And it is reported by activists, including recently by Jesse Beltran of ICAACT at the Richmond County Council meeting, where a step was taken to ban the use of space-based weapons. So people that are targeted are people that are considered, you know, peace activists, justice activists, environmental activists, bloggers, you know, people that are investigative writers and researchers, or, you know, journalists. These people are more often are targeted. You know, you could be targeted for your religious beliefs, your if your family have influence. You know, you've heard of people being targeted because their family members were Masons. You know what I'm saying? So it's really no one way or one situation. It's just a ball of confusion, man. How these people are just able to just throw people on a list. And again, it's a money maker. These people are making you know, billions of dollars, you know, in industry funding, you know, like just the amount of money on warfare, man, and everybody's in on it. Everybody's getting their little piece of the pie off of other people's misery, man. It says women, primarily older women and largely people of color, are glibly characterized or labeled as dissenters, extremists, and domestic terrorists engaged in information warfare. So most of the people, Salakia, most of the people that are targeted are older women. Like I was telling you about Gloria Naylor. She's an older black woman, and she was targeted with this technology. It says, and largely people of color. So that's talking about our people. We're the people of color. Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans that are mostly targeted with this technology and are labeled dissenters, extremists, and domestic terrorists engaged in information warfare. So whatever information that the person is speaking on that don't line up with Esau's narrative, you could be labeled a dissenter of information warfare. So this is what they're going to do to label Israelites. And they have done that as a informational warfare. It says these labels are described in military glossaries online and appear in police reports as events recently in the 2009 State of Virginia annual police report obtained and posted shared online by Defendant Dissent Foundation. So they use the military, they use the police, they use private security firms, and anybody that speaks out against, you know, injustices, a person could be labeled a dissenter. That's why you had a lot of people that were Black Lives Matter activists that were targeted and that are targeted. It says the intent clearly is to intimidate, terrorize, harass, destroy, and murder using the traceless methodology of remote control radiation and plausible deniability afforded by the remote control operation of weaponry. So with this technology and the methods of harassment, you know, COINTELPRO, call stalking, community harassment, revenge stalking, so forth, they can intimidate, terrorize, harass, destroy, and murder using the traceless methodology of remote control radiation. So by them using a traceless technology of weaponry that's that can radiate the person's body, it's plausible deniability, meaning that they can't be implemented in what they're doing. Because if the person is being hit with direct energy weapons that will cause cancer, then how is the victim going to be able to accuse their perpetrators of crimes that's obviously causing them bodily harm? So it's plausible deniability. They just deny it. It's an easy way to get off the hook for these crimes against humanity, you know. It says the mass surveillance Snowden revealed turns out to be a means to a repressive end to identify and neutralize outspoken U.S. citizens, citizen activists, writers, and community leaders. So they're using this technology to neutralize, man. They're actually using it to murder people, man, to assassinate people. And it's plausible deniability. So person, they die and they just will write it off as natural causes or heart disease or any other, you know, situation, cancer. And that's how they're able to, you know, murder people, man, and cover up the tracks. It says, two, the use of remote control EMF radiation sonic neural weaponry on U.S. citizens is also weapons testing on civilians without consent. So they're torturing people and getting research and treating people like lab rats, man, guinea pigs without consent. You don't consent to this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? This is like, man, this would make the Nuremberg trial seem like fucking just like some Mr. Rogers bullshit, man. This is like beyond human rights violations, man. This is straight out evil. Straight out evil, man. With a capital E. For Esau, Edom. The man of sin, the son of perdition. Son of destruction. Bible says that he come to take peace from the earth. So these weapons, there ain't no humanitarian efforts with this. This is all to take peace from the earth, man. And to lock down the earth. You know, and they're torturing people and treating them like lab rats and guinea pigs without consent, meaning that these people are non-consensual experimentees. Person didn't sign up to be tortured and cause their bodies to be destroyed slowly and methodically, man, with radiation. This is the funding and cover for this massive operation being mounted on American citizens is being provided by massive military allocations of weapons testing programs, researching the human bio effects of so-called non-lethal weapons on humans, such as, for instance, the recent $49 million U.S. Air Force contract awarded to General Dynamics Corporation, researching human bio effects of the so-called non-lethals, which are the DEWs, which is direct energy weapons, non-lethal is NLWs. So the DEWs, radiation, neural weaponry. In the question, there is a lot of information on this online, including the Wired article. So she give her resources. It says, let me see how much time I got. Okay, I got a couple of minutes. It says the illegal weapons testing on humans, because this is illegal what they're doing, man, but they didn't come up with all kind of unjust and unrighteous decrees, laws to, you know, to implement this, just like they did in this, what it's about to read, or slightly what it's about to go into. Unlike, was it this illegal weapons testing on humans, like the illegal Tuskegee experiment and others, because the Tuskegee experiment is when they, which we believe they infected the so-called Negro man with syphilis and watched him die slowly over a period of time. They wanted to see how the person would succumb to syphilis over so many years. So it's that syphilis was a weapon, and it was also weapons testing. It says experiments and others is being run under the radar of media organizations as a covert operation guided by intelligence agencies, military, and apparently in collusion with the intelligence agencies such as the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, as well as the DHS, DOE, DOJ, and others. And additionally, as partially revealed recently in an article in The Guardian by Dr. Nafez Ahmed, involves the collusion and the cooperation of several U.S. universities, research institutions doing DOD-funded research in areas of neuroscience, artificial intelligence, and cybernetics. Let's see how much time I got. Other than that, I'm gonna just end the lesson here. Shalom, peace and blessings.